November 26, Acts 12, 1-19, angel protectors. And when Peter was come to himself, he said, Now I know of a surety that the Lord has sent his angel and hath delivered me out of the hand of Herod. Acts 12, 11. The day of Peter's execution was at last appointed, but still the prayers of the believers ascended to heaven. And while all their energies and sympathies were called out in fervent appeals for help, angels of God were watching over the imprisoned apostle. Herod on this occasion had taken double precautions to prevent all possibility of release. Peter had been put under the charge of 16 soldiers who in different watches guarded him day and night. In his cell he was placed between two soldiers and was bound by two chains, each chain being fastened to the wrist of one of the soldiers. He was unable to move without their knowledge. With the prison doors securely fastened and a strong guard before them, all chance of rescue or escape through human means was cut off. But man's extremity is God's opportunity. Herod was lifting his hand against omnipotence, and he was to be utterly defeated. By the putting forth of his might, God was about to save the precious life that the Jews were plotting to destroy. A mighty angel is sent from heaven to rescue Peter. The principalities and powers of heaven are watching the warfare which, under apparently discouraging circumstances, God's servants are carrying on. New conquests are being achieved, new honors won as the Christians rallying round the banner of their Redeemer go forth to fight the good fight of faith. All the heavenly angels are at the service of the humble, believing people of God, and as the Lord's army of workers here below sing their songs of praise, the choir above join with them in ascribing praise to God and to His Son. Every true child of God has the cooperation of heavenly beings. Invisible armies of light and power attend the meek and lowly ones who believe and claim the promises of God. Cherubim and seraphim and angels that excel in strength stand at God's right hand. All ministering spirits sent forth to minister for them who shall be heirs of salvation.